With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The U.S. trade deficit soared to a record $140.5 billion in March as consumers and businesses alike tried to get ahead of President Donald Trump's latest and most sweeping tariffs, with federal data showing an enormous stockpiling of pharmaceutical products. The deficit, which measures the gap between the value of goods and services the U.S. sells abroad against what it buys, has roughly doubled over the last year. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the Trump administration could announce trade agreements with some of the United States' largest trade partners as early as this week, but gave no details on which countries were involved. Rite Aid customers can expect their local store to close or change ownership in the next few months as the struggling drugstore chain goes through another bankruptcy filing. Burger King must face a lawsuit claiming it misleads customers with advertisements that make its Whopper sandwich and other products appear larger than they are. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.